Today's shir is Masechta Klisis Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin in Daf Yud Beis on the base at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Yomid. We had learned in the previous shir the halacha if somebody ate something usher, if he ate two half a kazaisim of something that's usher, under what circumstances could those two half kazaisim combine? So the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, as we learned towards the end of the yesterday's shir, that if the both isurim are the same type of isur, prepared in the same way, then they certainly can combine. But the Mishnah, the Gemara, did not focus what is the time span in which different isurim can combine. And our shir today begins with discussing that subject. Kama yisha ha'ichlon, how much time does it can he take to eat, and it should combine. So kilo eichel klayus devar meir. Meir's opinion is as if he were eating parched grain. And the Gemara Mitzvashem immediately will start will explain is Rameyah teaching us a kula, is a chumra, exactly what is the point of what Rameyah is teaching us. The chamim say that the shir is at sheyishim etchil v'atzayif kedei chilus pras. The amount of time ti kedei achilas pras, which we will also explain in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, how much time that represents, is the time within which the eating of something iser combines, that one will have been considered that he ate something awesome. Continues the Mishnah. Ochol oichlin tmeim. And as the Mepharshim explained, actually a person who eats food which is tamei cannot become tamei, because tamei food are never able to be metama person. However, Chazal made a gzera that if somebody eats food that's tamei, that he is considered tamei. And the reason Chazal made such a gzera, because it's very common that if a person eats, he may come to drink. So if somebody is eating food that's tamei, he may come, especially if he's a kohen, obviously, to drink mashkin, which are tamei, and those mashkin will make the food in his mouth, will make which is tamei, will make those mashkin, which are truma and may not be tamei, make them tamei. Vice versa, if somebody's drinking mashkin, which are tamei, and then he eats, because as I just said, eating and drinking usually happen the same time, he'll be metama the mashkin. And because of that, Chazal said that if somebody eats or drinks food or beverages that are tamei, he becomes tamei. However, Chazal only made this gzeira if he eats the proper shear, because Chazal were only concerned about the concern that we just spoke about only by food when he eats a decent amount of food or drinks a decent amount of beverage, that he's going to want to eat or drink along with his eating or drinking. If he's eating or drinking just a small amount, Chazal were not concerned. So says the Mishnah, Ochel Eichlin Tameyim, if somebody ate foods which are Tamei, or Shasa Mashkin Tameyim, or he drank beverages that are Tamei. And now the Mishnah speaks about another halacha. The halacha is that when after one drinks, he may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, Shasa Revius Yayin, if somebody drank a revius of wine, V'nichnas L'Mikdash, and then he entered into the Beis HaMikdash, V'shah, and he remained there, K'dei Achilas Pras, the Zman of a K'dei Achilas Pras, Chayif, he's Chayif, having entered the Beis HaMikdash after he drank wine. Rabbi Lazar Omer, in Pasuk Ba, if he didn't drink the revius wine in one shot, he paused while drinking the revius wine. Oy, im nosim b'mayim kol shehu. When we put in any amount of water into that wine, potter, it's not considered as if he drank wine and went into the Beis HaMikdash. So our Mishnah began with a machloikis of Rameyer and the Chachamim regarding these shear, the amount of time in which eating something also combines. Rameyah said the shear was kedei achilas kloyos, and the Rabbanan said the shear was kedei achilas pras. And the Gemara tries to understand what is this machlokes? Ibayu Ramele Chumra Kamra. Does Ramele represent a Chumra or a Kula Kamra, or does Ramele represent a Kula? And explains itself to Gemara. The Chumra Kamra. Does Ramele represent a Chumra? Vachiktani. This is the way to understand Ramele. Kila Oichel Kloyus. That the shear is the amount of time that one would eat parched grains. That fil kula yoma. As most Rishonim explain, eating parched grain takes a long time. It takes a whole long day. And therefore, the shear is, says Rameya, Vavagav de metchila vatsoif, even though from when he began to eat to when he finished eating, it took much longer. Yoisim mechtei achilas pras. Much longer than Achilas Pras. Kivin Amashre Chalusoi, his eating was for a very extended period of time. Yet Ramea says Mechayiv, that will be considered one act of Achila for which he's Chayiv. Vamle Rabbanan, to which the Rabbanan say, no, we're not going to be as stringent as you, Ramea. And we hold that Ad Shiyish Bechtei Achilas Pras, only if it took him the amount of time Kedei Achilas Pras, that's when it's considered an Achilas Isser and his chayiv. However, if it took him yois mechtei achilas pras, if it took him longer than that, he's potter. And therefore, according to this interpretation, Ramei represents a chumra, a dim lakula kamer, or perhaps Ramei represents a kula. Dachik tani. And this is the way to understand Ramei in the Mishnah. Kilach lakloyus. Ramei says the shears kilach lakloyus. Now says Ramei. When one eats klayus, he typically does not stop in between. Behudaloi efsik beini beini. He doesn't have any interruptions in between. And therefore, Ramea says, avol efsik beini beini, if he has any pause while he's eating, afagav de metchila vasoi bechtei achilas pras, even though he's eating, did not take him longer than Kedei Achilas Pras. But since it didn't follow the model of Kedei Achilas Kloyus, and the model of Kedei Achilas Kloyus represents that he ate without any pause, so if there was any pause, Ramea holds his potter. Vamle Rabbonin, to which the Rabbonin say, Kivin de Metchil Vatsoif, but Kedei Achilas Pras, if his eating did not take any longer than Kedei Achilas Pras, he's chayiv, even though he might have stopped in the middle of his eating. As long as the total amount of time did not exceed Kedei Achilas Pras, he will be chayiv. And according to this interpretation, obviously, Ramei represents a kula. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah, how to understand who is the machmer and who is the maker. Toshma, because we learned in our Mishnah. The Chum Oimrim. The Chum said that the shear is Kedei Achilas Pras. So says the Gemara, if we're going to understand Ramei represents a Chumra, so the wording of the Rabbanon is understandable. Ramei says that you have all long day, a long extended time, and you'll still be Chayiv. Say the Rabbanon, no. To be chayiv, you have to finish eating at sheyisha in a much shorter period of time. Ad the show the like kedei achilas pras. Only if you finished eating in the time of achilas pras will you be chayiv. Otherwise, not. However, says the Gemara, Eli am Rameir lekula. If we're going to explain the Rameir actually represents a kula, so that if the chachamim are coming to be machmer versus Rameir. The Chumrim Mshari, by the way, the Rameya doesn't allow for any pause. And Rabbanan is saying to Rameya, yes, a pause, you could still be chayiv as long as your pause did not create that you were exceeded Kedei Achilas Pras. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't use this type of wording, Ela Shmamina Rameya Chumra, it's clear that Rameya represents a Chumra Shmamina. So our Mishnah, the Chachamim Paskin Kedei Achilas Pras. Exactly how long Kedei Achilas Pras is actually a very big machlokes of Paskin. Anywhere the Paskin suggests from 2 to 9 minutes is the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. obviously the poskim are more machmer when we're speaking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, when we're speaking about an isser d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'oraisa, versus when we're speaking about an isser or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. There is, interestingly enough, a minchas chinuch, that the minchas chinuch suggests that the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras is not one uniform shear, but rather that the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras depends on every food differently, and that certain foods take longer to eat, and those foods, the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras is longer, and other foods that are eaten in a shorter period of time, the Kedai Achilas Pras is shorter. Actually, this question that I just raised, does the Kedai Achilas Pras change with the food that we eat, is a very relevant discussion. Because the Paiskim discuss, in our Gemara, we have a Machlokes, Rameya and Rabbanan, regarding Kedai Achilas Pras. It seems that the entire discussion is by all foods. The Rameya says the shear is Kedai Achilas Kloyes, and the Rabbanan say that the shear is a. The Rabbanan say that the shear is a different shear, but it seems suggests the Paiskim that when we're speaking about Kloyes themselves, about grain itself, it could be that everybody would agree that the shear for Kloyes, which obviously is a longer shear than the shear for other foods, would be indeed longer. And where does this question particularly come up? This question, as all the Paiskim discuss, comes up when one drinks a coffee. Because when one drinks a coffee, obviously a hot coffee, a hot tea, are usually consumed in a much longer period of time than 2 to 9 minutes. And the question then is, if it takes so much longer to consume your coffee or tea than Kedai Achilas Pras, with the 2 to 9 minutes, would you make a bracha? If we say, as the Minchas Chinuch says, and as others seem to suggest, that we look at each food, how that food is consumed, so if the way coffee is usually drank, it's drank that it takes a longer time than just the Kedai Achilas Pras, then it doesn't make a difference. And even if it takes you longer to drink a coffee, as long as it's a reasonable amount of time, you would still make a bracha achrayna. However, most paiskim seem to be of the opinion that Kedai Achilas Pras, this number of Kedai Achilas Pras, is a firm number in all situations, and therefore, if it took you longer than Kedai Achilas Pras, you have a big issue of making a bracha achrayna. On the other hand, there are Paiskim that want to suggest that the entire issue that we're discussing about Kedai Achilas Pras is only regarding being Oivin Aveira, where the Torah tells us we may not eat a certain food. So the definition of Achila is Kedai Achilas Pras. Or on the other hand, when the Torah says we must eat a food, we have to eat matzah. So the definition of Achila is Kedai Achilas Pras. When it comes, however, to saying a bracha achrayna, that's an entire different issue. That really depends on the hana that you had, and if it depends on the hana you had, it shouldn't make a difference how long it took you to eat. On the other hand, the Pais can say, the entire chiv of making a bracha achrayna is only the Rabbanan. So if when we're speaking about a deraisa, there's a shear Kedai Achilas Pras, certainly when we speak about a derabbanan, there ought to be a shear of Kedai Achilas Pras. And therefore, this issue of taking a while to drink a coffee or a tea is a very complicated issue in halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens that what one should do is that if he's drinking a coffee or tea and it's hot and it takes him a longer time to drink it, he should wait and leave over a revius, which we know the shear of revius is somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces, till he, at the end, when it's already cooled off, and he could drink that amount in the amount of Kedai Achilas Pras, and comfortably make a bracha akroina. Continues the Gemara, Amr Avnoi Amr Shmuel, b'chalovim nevela. When it comes to eating chalov and nevela, at sheyish metchil v'atzoy v'kdei achilas pras. The shir is kdei achilas pras. Orech l'ntameim, when it comes, however, to eating food that are tamei, u'mashkin tameim, most rishonim take out from our Gemara shkotzim and ramoshim, because shkotzim and ramoshim are also bechila, but they're not tamei. And on the other hand, the shear of shkotzim and ramoshim is bekadasha, so therefore they don't include shkotzim and ramoshim in our discussion. They say we're talking about the din that we learned in the Mishnah of eating foods that are tamei, or drinking beverages that are tamei, that we learned in the Mishnah makes the person who ate them or drank them tamei. Afil kayon kul b'chdei achilas pras. So immediately ask the Gemara, what does this last statement that the Gemara made mean? Kolayon kula b'chdei achilas pras. My kamar, how are we to understand this last statement? Om Rapapa explains Rapapa hachi kamar. This is what it means. Afil kolayon kula. Vusha och kazayz b'chdei achilas pras. The shear is much bigger than a kazayz. So you don't have to eat, says Rapapa, the entire amount b'chdei achilas pras. But every part of that kazai, every part of that shear, every kazayis of that shear has to eat the kedei achilas pras. Ask the Gemara, is this explanation correct? May say, kol oichlim mitzdar from lefsolak vi b'chatzi pras. The shear to make a person tamei for eating food that's tamei is if you ate a chatzi pras of that food. My love, does the b'raisa not mean to say, the ochle lechatzi pras, that you ate that half a pras of tamei food in the shear of kedei achilas pras, and it isn't acceptable that you ate one every kazayis just kedei achilas pras. Says Marloy, that's not the way to understand that brisa. The brisa is indeed telling us that a person is not tamei unless he ate a chatzi pras, but not does the brisa mean to say that you have to eat that chatzi pras kedei achilas pras. You have to eat each kazayis of that pras, kazayis, each kazayis of that chatzi pras in the time of achilas pras. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Brisa, the kol oichlin mitstarfin lechlas agvir b'chatzi pras. All foods combine to the shear of eating a chatzi pras of tamei food that makes the person tamei. B'chtei achilas pras, as long as it was eaten b'chtei achilas pras. And explains itself to Brisa, Ketzat, Ochel v'chaz v'ochel, when a person kept on eating, Im yesh mitchilas achila rishoyna, if from when he began eating, at soif achila achorin, until he completed eating, the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, then mitzdarfim, they will combine. Yos mekan, but if it takes longer, ein mitzdarfim. So immediately we have a refutation of Rapapa's explanation. But what happens now, is that the Gemara continues quoting this brisa. There are many very interesting halachas that every one of the halachas will be analyzed individually, separately in the Gemara. And then after quoting the entire brisa, the Gemara makes its refutation, and then the Gemara goes into explaining each one of the halachas of this brisa. Continues the brisa, v'tira lo'ichel pach m'shir le'er v'litvo, somebody who ate less than the shear of tamidig food may not go to the mikveh. What happens, says the Braisa, Yard the Tav of Allah, if he did go to the mikvah, the Shlimoi, and then he finishes eating the shear that makes him tamei, with star it combines. Another halacha, says the Braisa, Hiturulai le'ubra, they allowed a pregnant woman, lechas pachem mashir, to eat less than the shear, b'mea sakana, because of the situation of sakana. Another halacha, says the Braisa, kolamat, mashkim mitzdar from lifsol gavir bravias, all different beverages combined to the sheer revias that if a person drank tamei de mashkin he becomes tamei bechtei achilas pras, and explains the brisa ketsa shas v'chaz v'shas, if somebody drank and then he kept on drinking im yesh mitchilas shti rishon v'atzoy shti achilas shti achrona, if the entire time of drinking this prohibited amount, this tamei de amount, was kedei achilas pras, then mitzdarfim they combine and he will be considered tamei. Yoyis mekanif, if it takes longer, a mitzdarfim they don't combine. Another halacha says the Braisa, Itura of Tamim Magames, that Chazal allowed a woman who became Tamei by touching a rish, an avatama. That means if somebody is an avatama, touched a woman, that woman now is a rishin mutama. If she now nurses her child, lahanik bina, she nurses her child, or bina tahar, and her child remains tahar. But back to our sugya, says the Gemara, Tanim Yis, our Braisa said, if from the beginning of his eating, at soif achila achron, until from the beginning to the end, it took b'chtei achilas pras, then it's mitzdarif. To Yofta the Rav Noi, this clearly is refutation of what Rav Noi said, because Rav Noi said that you only have to eat each kazayis of this amount of food, b'chtei achilas pras, not the entire amount of food. To Yofta is clearly refuted. So one of the halachas that was quoted, they not allow somebody who ate less than the shear that would make them tamei to go to the mikvah. My comer, so ask them why not? This is what the Braisa means to say. If somebody ate less than the shear, Chazal did not allow that person to go to the mikvah. Why? Because Chazal were concerned. If somebody were to go to the mikveh after they only ate part of the shear that makes them tamei, and then after they come out of the mikveh, they shlimai, they finish eating the shear, mitzdarif, then the amount that he ate before going to the mikveh and the food that he ate after going to the mikveh, mitzdarif will combine. And the person, Chazal, were concerned, Oslamamer might make a mistake to say, when I went to the mikveh after I ate just part of the shear, I'm already tahar. Then Yedeya, and he doesn't understand, Shein Tfilo Bechroina, that of course you can't go to the mikveh, only after you tamei can you go to the mikveh. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, if somebody ate less than the shear, and he's going to go to the mikveh, and then he'll eat the balance, and he'll think, that, and now he's obligated to go to the mikveh, because obviously the person who became tamei by eating tamei the foods only can become tahor by going to the mikveh and having hair shemesh. And this person may mistakenly believe that his going to the mikveh previously takes care of his tumah. So in order to avoid that mistake, Chazal said, don't go to the mikveh after you only ate part of a shear. So the oracle there asked the obvious question. Does that mean that if somebody ate food less than the shear of tumah, he should never go to the mikvah? So of course not, says Dor HaKhaner. Dor HaKhaner explains what the Gemara here means to say is that we're concerned that the two achilas, the two eatings, will combine. But as we just finished learning in the Gemara, they only can combine b'chdei achilas pras. So the concern here is that he shouldn't go to the mikveh until the zman, the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, passes. Interestingly also, Rav Yosef Engel explains that there's a question. When we say that if somebody ate a chatzi shir, then paused, and ate the other chatzi shir, these two achilas combined, how does the halacha look at it? Does the halacha look at it that it's the second eating that is the primary eating, and just it relies on the first session of eating to give the proper shear? Or does the halacha view that the primary eating halachically is considered his first act of eating, but since that first act of eating did not have the adequate amount, so that's why you have to have the second act? Clearly, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, our Gemara is a proof that it's the second active part of the eating that is the Ikkar eating. Why? He says, because if indeed it was the first active eating which is the main eating, so then maybe that the fact that he went to the mikveh after that eating should be fine, even though he finished eating only after going to the mikveh. The fact that our Gemara clearly paskins that only after he finished the second eating is he ready for the mikvah? We see from here that the second eating is the main eating, not the first. Another halacha that we learned in this braisa, Katani Hatira Urba Lachas Paksim Kishir and Nesakana. Chazal allowed a person, a pregnant woman, to eat less than the shir because of shisakana. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, we're referring here to a situation on Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur we're not allowed to eat, but Chazal allowed a pregnant woman to eat less than the shir on Yom Kippur because of her health status. Others say the Rambam seems to learn that the Gemara here is speaking about eating food that's tamei. That we're learning that you're not supposed to eat food that's tamei, and you're not even really allowed to eat less than the shir. Our Gemara is saying that for a pregnant woman, we allow her to eat less than the shir. But we're going to learn that we're referring to the issue of Yom Kippur, that Chazal allowed this woman on Yom Kippur to eat less than the shir. To eat because of sakana. Ask the Gemara if the situation here is with Nea Sakana, then I feel a tuva nami techo, then she should be able to eat as much as she needs if it's a situation of Sakana. Answers the Gemara Amra Papa Haktani. Hitiru Abra Paksmikashir, I feel a tuva Nea Sakana. What the Gemara here means to say is, of course the woman may eat more as much as she needs, but if possible, she should eat a little at a time, because if she eats a little at a time, less than the shear, that is what's preferable. So there's a very famous vort from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav quotes his father, Reb Chaim, that his father, Reb Chaim, would say that a person who eats, who needs to eat in Yom Kippur, can eat as much as they need. A person who's in a situation of sakana can eat as much as they need on Yom Kippur. And as Reb Chaim used to say about himself, it's not that he's a mako, not that he's lenient in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he's a machmer, he's careful in situation of pikuach nefesh. So the question the Brisker Rav asks is, Al Gemara clearly indicates that a person who's in a situation of sakana, this umuberes, should try to eat, try to measure, and eat less than the shear, and not violate Yom Kippur. So what does Reb Chaim do with Al Gemara? So Brisker Rav draws a distinction between a person who's already sick. If a person, Rachman Tzlan, is a chayla sheyesh by sakana, that person can eat, according to Reb Chaim, as much as they need to, without any measuring, without any of these requirements. Only a person who is like a muberes, she isn't currently in a situation of sakana. The only concern is that if we don't let her eat, she may come to that situation. That's when Chazal said that she should measure what she's eating versus just eating it as much as she needs without any question. The next halacha that was learnt in the Braisa, Ketana Yitiru L'Maga Tamei, Meis L'Hanek Espana. This woman is a Rishon L'Tama, may nurse a son, Uvinah Tar, and he remains Tar. Ask the Gemara, my Tar, why is he considered Tar? Kiva the Yana Chalav, if he nursed milk from her, and that milk is Tamei, shouldn't that make him Tamei? Ait Melei Chalav, shouldn't that make him Tamei? The Chitayma, and if we'll say, that since the milk that he drinks is his food, and his food, we know the food is only metama if it's mukshul kabal tama. This food was never loiskasher. That isn't true, asked the Gemara. Because niskasher, petipa mluchlechas apivadad. The first drop of milk that's on the nipple of the woman should make that food considered mukshur, because the milk, as it goes out of the woman's body, passes the nipple that's wet. That wet nipple is being machshir that milk, l'kabolas tuma. Answers the Gemara. We're referring to a child who sucked with one powerful suck, and therefore there was no opportunity. There was no milk on the dad to be machsher that milk that he drank. Amar Rava asks Rava on this, Shei Chuvas B'Davar. I have two problems with this approach. Chada, my first issue, asks Rava, is the Kachazina Lepuma Di Nuka De Malei Chalav. When the child's mouth is full of milk, he obviously doesn't have the ability to suck so strongly that there should be nothing left on his mother's nipple. Void, furthermore, Makam Chalav Mayon Hu. It's considered a Mayon, and the Halacha in Rashi explains that since it's a Mayon, the Mayon of a person who's Tameh is Metama. Anything that comes out of a Mayon is Metama, even in the smallest amount, and we don't have to come on to any of the conditions that we just discuss. Answers the Gemara, the Tani, as we indeed learned in another Mishnah, Chalav Ish Metama, the milk of a woman is Metama, Bein L'Rotzen, Bein Shein L'Rotzen, whether the child did or didn't want the milk to come. We know that when it comes to being machshel kabotoma, food is not machshel kabotoma unless the owner of the food was satisfied that it came into contact with the liquid, or that that liquid emerged in the first place. Here, the way Rashi explains, the person that needs to be satisfied is the child, and the halacha is that it makes no difference. Whereas the milk of an animal, the milk of an animal is different, and therefore it's Einam Tama El Rotzen. My Shlav, what is the definition of Shloy El Rotzen that the Mishnah uses? Tloy Nichle, that the child doesn't make care if the child is satisfied or not. And yet it says V'ktani Matama. It's Matama under all circumstances. So how do we understand why, if the child nurses from his mother this milk, is he not Tame? Ella Amarava, Hana Tame de Mna Tar. The reason the child remains Tar, even though he nursed milk from his mother who's Tame, the Safak Yonak is Shir Safak Lo Yonak. We're not quite sure if he nursed a whole revius, because only that's the amount that would make him tamei, as we learned that only by drinking a revius of tamei beverage do you become tamei. Vim tim tzolayim yonik, and even if we say he drank it, sofik yonik v'achilas pras, sofik yonik v'yoyis mechtei achilas pras, maybe it took him longer. So the mefarshim say, we discussed at the beginning of our shir, we quoted the opinion of the Miches Chinuch and others, and the Knesset Gedolah also says that way, that we look at each food, how long it takes to eat that food. So why, ask the Mefarshim, do we say that if that's the case, that by a child it might have taken him longer than Kedei Achilas Pras? Certainly a child eats in a longer amount of time than other people, and therefore the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras should not be the shear by a child. So Miches Chinuch, so isn't this a raya, says the Miches Chinuch, that we don't look at each food individually? There's a standard shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. Says the Miches Chinuch, it's not necessarily compelling proof, because the Miches Chinuch says that even if we look at each food differently, we don't look at each person differently. Here we're speaking about milk. So whatever the shear for milk is the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, even if we say that the shear for every food and beverage is different. But we don't say that since he's a child and it takes him longer, the shear should be a different shear. Ask the Gemara, Ularava Makam Chalav Mayinu, V'lai Tzarech Hechsher. Is this indeed true, that the milk is considered a mayon, and therefore there is no need for hechsher? But tanan, did we not learn in the Mishnah? Hish shenot of cholam dadel, v'nofel avir tanner, if milk came out from a woman and fell into a tanner tamei. It's a question in the Rishonim, are we speaking about the Tanner, or are we speaking about the food in the Tanner? The Kashlo, the Mayis Kasha, how did that milk become Mukshul Kabul Tumma? V'arav Yochan, v'tiba mulchlachas api adad. Because it passed through the milk that was on her nipple. Now, if Rav is correct, that it's considered a Mokam Mayon, so what do we have to say, v'tiba mulchlachas api adad? V'chi Taiman, if we'll say, Rav loisovak Rav Yochan, the Rav disagrees with Rav Yochan, that Rav doesn't hold with this vort that Rav Yochanan just said of tipa mulchlachas api adad, the Tanya, there's a brisa. Nimtza at the oimer tisha mashkin bezov. There are 9 types of different beverages by azov. Hazeya, his sweat, v'lech his rucha, pas, v'rei, tar meklum, a completely tahor. The mas enoi, his tears, v'dam megafosoi, blood that comes out of a wood, v'chel of isha, or the milk of a woman, the tam and tumas mashkim revias. They all give off tumma with a revias. Roikoi, saliva, zoivoi, the actual zov discharge, or mei meraglov, the urine, the tam and tumma chamur b'kalshu. Because that they consider as if they came from the mayon hazov. Now makes the Gemara's point. Vi amrit mokim chol of mayon, if we're going to say that from where the milk comes out is considered a mayon, so then why chol of nami nitma tumas chamura because she was over roikoi? Then the halacha of the tumas should be the same as the zov and the roik. The fact that the Mishnah puts milk in the same category as different than zov and roik, puts it in the same category as the dam, shmam na mokam chol ishlav mayinu. Asked the Gemara, however, Rava brought a raya that the mokam chol is a mayin. Kasha Hamas Nisan Amar Rava. What will we do with the Mishnah that Rava quoted? Because the Mishnah said, Matama Bein L'Rotzen, Bein Shein L'Rotzen. That Rava quoted the Mishnah that the milk is Matama, no matter if it was or wasn't to their satisfaction. And again, as I said, Rashi explains satisfaction means the satisfaction of the child. Tosfos says it's not the satisfaction of the child that's being referred to, it's the satisfaction of the mother. But from here we see that it doesn't have a din of heksher, because by heksher, as we explained earlier, rotzen is critical. Misam shalei rotzen d'amad loy nichalei, loy, that's not the definition. Mashal rotzen, stoma. When we don't know what the child's intent is. So since we don't know what the child's intent is, we can assume that after the tina kravel gabacholov, the child wants to drink milk. Ava omaloi nichle, indeed the child would say that he doesn't want the milk, so it would be a situation shloi l'rotzen, and milk is considered like all other beverages, not a mayon, and it would be tar. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody ate foods that are tamei, and he took Kedei Achilles Pras, he's tamei. Says the Gemara Lomel, the Mishnah says that, and then just to read the words of the Mishnah, Ochel, Ochlin Tameim, Vishoha. So the Gemara focuses on the word Shoha. Lomel is Shia. Why does the Mishnah speak about spending time in the base of Mikdash, the ton of his shah. Once he drank wine, once the Kohen drank wine, he's not allowed to enter the base of Mikdash. Amr Yudach Ketan. Ocha Ocha Tamein V'Shah, Mashka Tamein V'Shah, V'Yish Yayin. If one drank, ate foods that are Tamei, or drank beverages that are Tamei, or he drank or V'Yish wine, V'Shah B'Chilosan V'Shtiyosan, and the amount of time it took him to eat or drink these foods or beverages was Kedei Achilles Pras. And then the Nichnas L'Megdash, and he goes into the Migdash Chayiv. But not that he had to spend any time in the Migdash. Just the entering of the into the Migdash automatically makes him Tamei. Rav Elazar Omer, Rav Elazar said, if he stopped while he drank the wine, or if he diluted the wine, he's not Chayiv. Tan Rabbanan, Yahim Sheikh Atesh, Yochel Afil Koshu, even if he drank the slightest amount of wine, Afilu Ligitoi, or if he drank wine that was not yet fermented, so it's not intoxicating at all, he will be chayiv. Tamaloimer, the Sheikhar. The Torah uses the word the Sheikhar. Eina also El Kadeh L'Shakar. He's only chayiv if he drank enough that it would intoxicate him. The Tam El Kadeh L'Shakar. Revius Yayim Ben Aboim Yoyim. Revius wine from wine that's 40 days old. Asked the Bryson came out Tamaloimer Yayim. Loim Lach Shemor, Zoran Lach Koshu. You're not allowed to drink any amount of wine. Umishar Lach Megitoi, and you're not, and not to drink wine that's fresh from the press. That means a kohen who goes into the Beis HaMikdash after drinking wine that's mishaker is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. But if he drinks non-intoxicating wine, he's not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Yayin, emei el yayin. I only know that this halacha applies by wine. Shai menashk minayim. I know that it also applies by other beverages that intoxicate it. Tamloim v'sheicher. Em kema tamloim v'yayin. Al yayin, if somebody drank wine, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Al sham m'shakrin, if he drinks other intoxicating beverages, he's over and has hara. That means he too agrees that they're two different levels. Whereas the Tanakhama distinguishes between intoxicating wine and non-intoxicating wine, he makes this distinction. If he drinks intoxicating wine, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. If he drinks a different type of intoxicating beverage, he's not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. But the law of the Reimer, Yayin al-Tesh, the Sheikher, al-Tesh to Kederach Shekurusoy, it's only a problem if you're drinking in an intoxicating manner. Ham hifsikba. So if you paused while you're drinking, or you're not going to talk to mine koshu, or you drank, you put any water into it, you'll be potter. But my pligi, ask them, what is the basis of their machloikis? Says the Martanakam Sava, Gavrin and Sheikh Shachim and Nazar. We learned Sheikh from Nazar. And just like by a Nazir, it's only wine that a Nazir may not drink, here too, it's only wine that the Torah refers to. Rabbi Yehuda, lo yalav sheikh sheikh min nazir, he doesn't have a gzeiru shavar of sheikh sheikh from nazir. Rabbi Lazar Sover, mei sheikh, according to him, what is the definition of sheikh? Midi huda mishaker. Only if he drank it in an intoxicating manner. Ask the Gemara, kaman oz lahoda tanya, lakum does the following braisa follow, ochel dvei lakilis, v'shokel dvash lecholav, if somebody ate figs or honey or milk, the nichlas lamigdash, and he goes into the base of migdash for shemesh and he did the avoda loika. Command, according to whom does this follow? Says the Gemara, follows obviously the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So why? Because these beverages intoxicate, and since these beverages intoxicate, and he holds any intoxicating beverage, you may not go into the Beis HaMikdash. But I saw a very beautiful word from Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik. He says, even though our Gemara clearly indicates that these beverages have the ability to intoxicate, whenever the halacha requires yayin, by the dalakoses, by kiddush, havdola, you would not be yotze with cholov. Because even though cholov has the ability, as our Gemara clearly indicates, to intoxicate, it's not considered yayin. And yayin is a special category of beverage that they are not. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chisnoy, Halach Kavalozer, Dalach Lach Kavalozer, Tukar Ravalei Dravalozer, Tuvene de Chachamei. He was called the greatest Chacham. Why was he called the greatest Chacham? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that because he was able to learn from one pasuk so many different details. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we're about to learn, a Talmud Chacham may not drink because he can't pass in a shayla. But according to Rabbi Lazar, that has a much very limited application. And therefore, they, because of Rav Elazar's psak, the Talmidim were still allowed to continue drinking, and therefore they were very satisfied with him, and they called him Tuvani the Chachmin. Says Rav Acha the Hutzal Ab Nidra Ledevisa. Rav Acha made a shvua not to have any benefit from his wife. Asla Kamei de Ravashi. He came to Ravashi to have it annulled. Amle Zilla Adna Besolamocha. Come back tomorrow. The Rav Le Mukar Marala. Rav would not allow anybody. He would not give a shir Yontav Chavri in the afternoon of Yontav. Mishum Shikris. Because he drank by the Yontav meal. And once he was shikr, once he drank, he didn't want to say a shir. Amle Vamalai Alok Rav Lezer. Didn't we just learn that the lochs of Rebelezer umada karami b'maya? Didn't you put water into your wine? So why can't you say the shir? Amalei holakasha. Habravius. When is Rebelezer lenient? He's only lenient when one drank only a revius. But yois mechdeim revius, even Rebelezer wouldn't be lenient. As if, and I drank more than revius, and therefore I can't say a shir. In fact, I saw that the mefarshim explained. We know that the aloch is on yontiv. It's chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. Half for Hashem and half for you. Now, how does anyone spend chetzi l'chem? Do we eat a half a day? The answer is that because we drink by our meal, as we just learned, we can't say shiurim. And therefore, we lose a half a day of learning. Tana b'Rav Lada v'Kodesh ben Choyl. Eilu domim, evaluating a person, the erich of a person, Charomim, that we discussed, Masech Derech of Agdeishes, Beit HaTam V'Atar, El Tumas V'Taharus, L'Hairus, Zuhai Ra, Tepaskin V'Shaila, Maskala Chukim, El Midrashis, this refers to saying a drasha, or to saying a drasha and understanding a pasuk. As kol chukim eil v'drasha shadib b'shem zu halacha b'yad Moshe zu Talmud yochel af haMishnah tamalayim alahiris. That this is what may or may not be done when somebody drank. So before Hashem asks why for erchin charamim hakdeshes is drinking a problem? Aren't they very established? So for erchin, the Mefarshim explain, as we learned the Masech the erchin, if somebody can't afford the erich that the Torah identified, because we have to do hesek yad. We have to evaluate what he could afford, and for that you have to have proper intelligence. Furthermore, the language that was used in making this obligation might not have been clear, and if the language wasn't clear, therefore we have to determine, is there an obligation? Furthermore, the Rishonim and Achronim debate, what's not mentioned here is Dinei Momnis. And the question is, can one paskin dine mominis after he drank? Some say certainly not, because dine mominis is considered a more complicated area of halacha than other areas of halacha. So these areas of halacha are prohibited. Certainly dine mominis. Others say that since dine mominis are typically paskin with three dayanim, or dine mominis when two parties accept the Dayan, they say whatever this Dayan will say, we're willing to accept what he says, and therefore Dine Momnes can be paskined when somebody had just drank. We would think that even somebody can learn Gemara after he drank. Tamalayma Lohayus. Ask the Gemara Ha'ad Tanya Yotze Sheretz Tamei V'Tzvatei Toya with the Halach that a Sheretz is Tamei, or that a frog is tall, shesu yai marim by ra, that even if somebody drank, he could give such a psak. Name Rav Yosef of Yehuda, he who could drink, who just learned, said that if he drank, he could still learn Gemara, v'loy Rabbonim. Says Gemara, feel tam Rabbonim. It could even follow the opinion of Rabbonim. Shani hocha, tezil kerei b'rafu. Something which is such an obvious halacha, certainly, even if you drank, you could learn such a halacha. What is considered an obvious halacha? Any halacha that tzedokim, that even tzedokim agree to, is considered a halacha that could be learned even after somebody drank. Amrav, halacha Rav Yosef Yehuda. That is indeed the halacha. Ask the Gemara, how could you say the Rav agrees that after you drank, you could still learn
Gemara. For Rav, didn't we just learn Rav Lemokim Amorim Yontav Lechaverik Mishum Shikris? The Rav, after he drank, would not say his shir. Answers the Gemara. Shani Rav to Arimari. Rav would give Piskei Halacha during his shir. And since Rav gave Piskei Halacha during his shir, Piskei Halacha, we just learned, you may not give when you drank. Says the Rav Nekum to Loi Larry. Let him make sure that somebody should make sure that he doesn't issue Piskei Halacha. Answers the Gemara. Kol Heich, the Yosef Rav, Loi Sagale B'loi Hero. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that whenever Rav said a shir, after he completed saying the shir, people would come to him and ask shilas and halacha. It was something that was unavoidable. Another pshat that I saw is that Rav's shir, by definition, everything Rav said in the shir represented a psak halacha. People always took away from Rav's shir something to learn. And since that was unavoidable, that's why on Yontif, when Rav drank, he did not say a shir.